Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Today, talking with Luke Wheeler, the assistant coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. Coach Brown couldn't join us this week, but Luke, you know, I don't want to make a bigger deal out of this than it is, because I know from a coach's standpoint, knowing Chris the way I do, knowing you the way I do, I mean, you want to go down and win every single game that you play. But nonetheless, you went down to Western Oregon this past week, and to say that Western Oregon has been the class of the Great Northwest Athletic Conference the last few years would be a gross understatement. You go down there and split a couple of games, you know what, that's a pretty good week's work.
It's excellent for our team to go down there and get two and split with the weekend. The last previous 2 years, we've gotten one win down there, and Western Oregon's a tough place to play crowd-wise, and just the fact that the Wolves are a good team. So we came out of there with a split, and we're happy with it.
Obviously, a couple of strange series, though, to say the least. You had two games were really, I don't know how else to put it, probably train wrecks for you, you know, where you just couldn't get going anything offensively. They scored a lot of runs on you. The other two games were very, very close games. You guys ended up pulling them out with some clutch hits, some clutch play, and some great pitching. Obviously, baseball's a strange thing, and that's just the way it goes. But I guess from a buzzkill standpoint, let's talk about those games where you struggled a little bit and what went wrong.
We weren't ready to come play. I mean, it's first games of the day. I feel that the guys just weren't mentally ready to come out. And given the fact that we faced two really good pitchers, and they came and they did well, they mixed up their pitches, they mixed up location, and kept us off balance. That second one, you know, it was 1-0 in the seventh inning, and then the floodgates opened. So, I mean, it was a good ball game until we just couldn't close the door when we needed to on the mound and defensively. But then not getting any clutch hits and stepping up to the plate killed us. So, but then bouncing back, you know, having the guys bounce back that second game and the fourth game proved what they show in their heart, and proud of them for that.
I'll be honest, I got to imagine from a coach's standpoint that you just love to get that first game. Obviously, you want them to come out in the second game and have that same have some real strong intensity, but it does take a little bit of the pressure off. A lot of pressure put on a team's shoulders when they lose that first game. The last thing you want to do is get swept. Over the long run, and you realizing that you'd love to have got those first games, but the fact of the standpoint that they responded in such positive fashion, that's the type of thing that I think bodes well down the road.
Definitely. I mean, confidence-wise for our guys, that's huge. And plus, it also kind of sends a message to Western Oregon or any team that we're playing that, hey, we're not going to just roll over if we get beat bad that first game or that first game of the day. We're going to come ready to play, and hopefully the guys take that to heart and go into this next series and come ready to go.
4-4 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Nice start with all those games on the road. We're going to be talking about a little bit more about this past series against Western Oregon, some of the highs and lows, and talking about the upcoming series against Northwest Nazarene coming up on the Coach's Show after this.
Are you ready to get amped? AMP helps athletes get in the game and stay there. Our performance programs build strength, speed, and endurance. And if injuries do occur, our sports docs, the best in the region, are there to help athletes heal, regain their strength, and get back on the field. AMP, athletic, medicine, and performance. Check us out at ampmontana.com. AMP is a proud supporter of the Yellow Jackets.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Luke Wheeler, the assistant coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team, coming off a series split in Western Oregon. Let's talk about the games that, you know, some of the positive notes I saw where, you know, really no surprise, you got some great pitching again. And, boy, that has been really key when you've had the wins this year. You've just got some outstanding performances, particularly from out of your starters, and it appears that was the case in those games you won.
Definitely. Cody Kennedy came out and did his thing, what he does best, go out and throw strikes and pitch contact. And if he gets strikeouts, great. But he gave us a chance to win, and our guys took advantage of it. That fourth game, Kyle Gieselman started and threw, I think, four strong innings, three and a third strong innings, and he did what he had to do, and then Cody Clark came in and shut the door for us, and they just went out and performed. I mean, it's what we expect of them, and it should be what they expect of themselves, so hopefully we can just keep that rolling.
Talk about your pitching staff a little bit. Been a bit of an up and down year. You have got some great performances, but you know, over a four-game series, pitching depth is so important. In those games where you did struggle and gave up some runs, is pitching kind of a concern in some of those areas, or is it just kind of the standpoint that it's early in the year and some people just haven't got as far along as you'd like?
I'm going to rack that up to hopefully they haven't gotten as far as we'd like. I know they can do it. We believe in them. Otherwise, we wouldn't run them out there. So they just need to get the confidence that, hey, I can go out and pitch at this level and shut people down. So hopefully, after a little wake-up call, they might just realize that, okay, this is what I need to do and just go out and do it.
The fascinating thing about pitching, and I've talked with Coach Brown about this too, is that the difference between a great game and a tough game are just minuscule a lot of times. I mean, it's, you know, if you take a look at a younger player, for instance, say right out of the Little League level, I mean, you know, they might have a lot of issues on the mound. A lot of times when a person's struggling on the mound, it can be just a very, very little thing, isn't it? And sometimes I suspect, even from a coach's standpoint, someone like Coach Brown, who was a pitcher himself, sometimes it might be tough to pinpoint exactly what that issue might be. But once they figure that out, it might be just a timing issue, you know, maybe just a little bit wild in the strike zone or what have you, where a pitch might be a little bit up, where if we were just a little bit more down, it's a totally different situation. So the one thing about pitching, despite the fact you're struggling, unless it's an injury-based type thing, oftentimes they are correctable and you can see some big results in a hurry.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what's going on right now is nothing we can't fix. And the guys just need to work at it and practice and have the confidence and the mindset that, yeah, I've done this before. And, you know, it's all muscle memory. And hopefully they can figure it out. I mean, they got to figure it out quick. You know, being 4-4 in the conference, we're only one game back. And this is a big series coming up this weekend. So, you know, like you said, you know, this game is of about inches. You know, 1 inch here, 1 inch there, it goes either way. So whether it's the guys not releasing the ball correctly or it's just not coming through with it or what have you, it's all stuff that can't be fixed.
Brian Dukart, I think, got some great Northwest Athletic Conference accolades. I mean, there's a guy, you know, kid I've been just, seems like I've been watching. I've watched him play baseball in Little League, believe it or not, so I've been watching Dukart play for years, and then he goes off to Miles Community College after his stint with the Scarlets, and then he's here. I mean, he's a guy that I know is putting up some great numbers for you.
He's awesome. He's just a little fire plug. You never know what you're going to see out of him emotionally, but on the field, he's just been really consistent at the plate and taking good approaches. And this last weekend, I think he was 8-for-14, GNAC Player of the Week, and just playing really well right now. And hopefully he can keep that up.
I'd ask you about, and I realize this is a difficult conversation for coaches, so I just talk in generalities because I don't want to put you on the spot. But people always wonder at this time of year, and it is a long season. We're still early, but you know, you're playing in colder weather. You know, people are probably battling some soreness and some injuries and things of that nature. Not to talk about specifics, but talk about just kind of the general health of this team right now. How y'all hanging out there?
I'd say if we had to go on percentage wise, we're about 95%. We have a couple guys that are got nicked up and banged up, but it's nothing. Hopefully, it's nothing that's serious. A couple guys just got to take a few days off and rest it up and get treated up. And you know, we got a great athletic training staff here to get them back on the field. Hopefully, here shortly.
How great the team so far. I mean, what are those things that you're most pleased with up to this point in terms of what this team is doing? And on the flip side, kind of a long question for you, but what are some of those things that you think you really need to shore up, you know, to even jump up to the next level, if you will?
From my perspective and a coach's perspective, we're like a yo-yo right now. We're going up and down, up and down. We, on the negative side, if you call it, we just need to come out and play more consistent baseball. Whether that's hitting, pitching, or fielding, we need to put all three of those aspects together. And instead of coming out and getting two and not having one, you know, come out and play a bad defensive game but have good pitching and hitting, we just need to get all three of those put together. Positively, the guys are coming out and they're excited to be out and they're excited to play. And mentally, you know, when they get the opportunity, you know, they step up. So hopefully we can keep that rolling.
All right, we're going to talk about the upcoming series. That's coming up this week against Taking a look at it here, I believe it's, Northwest Nazarene. And then the next weekend they'll be at home. But we'll talk about the upcoming trip against the Crusaders coming up next on the Coach's Show.
Yellowstone County Implement, your John Deere dealer in Billings, is your headquarters for John Deere ag, lawn, and garden, compact and utility tractors, commercial mowing, and compact construction equipment. At Yellowstone County Implement, we back our equipment with a highly trained and experienced service staff and a huge parts inventory. Stop and see us at 5121 Midland Road, just east of the Holiday Inn, and find out why Yellowstone County Implement is the place to buy.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with the assistant coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team, Luke Wheeler. 4-4 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. You know what? When you're all the games are on the road, I can live with that for now. But you got Northwest Nazarene this week, a team that record-wise is kind of so-so. But again, the GNAC teams tend to kind of beat up themselves. You know, you see you don't see a lot of four-game splits and stuff. And you know, this team is, again, I know that it's certainly not a team you can take lightly.
No, definitely not. They are a good team. They're very, very scrappy, as they have been in the past. They come out and do the little things right. They'll run on us. They'll run, whether they're up 20 or down 20. They'll keep the pressure on, and they'll come out and they'll throw. They got four good starters that have thrown the ball well this year, so we got to come ready to play.
And, of course, you know, I suspect if there's one thing that you really want to get a handle on is getting off to that good start, you know, not having to rely on the big performance in the second game. So I suspect one of the keys this week will, you know, maybe picking up that first win in the two-game series on each day.
Definitely. And I think hopefully we're going to see what happens here, because our first game's not till 4 o'clock on Friday. So we're not having to get up at 8 o'clock, eat breakfast, get to the field by 10 and all that. Not saying that's an excuse or anything, but, you know, it might be in the minds that the guys, okay, we get a little extra rest, what have you, and then come ready to play. So we just need to get our mindset right and go get that first game, get the momentum going.
You know, what's really exciting is, you know, after this game, and boy, it's actually gone pretty fast so far. I remember when I was looking at the schedule, I said, man, I'm never going to get to see Wadge baseball this year, but after this week, you're going to be at home. I know you're not looking at past Northwest Nazarene, in fact, just the opposite, but boy, it would be nice to have a nice series at Northwest Nazarene to give you some incentive coming into March 26th and 27th when you host Central Washington at home.
Oh, definitely, and you know, anytime you get to play at home is always great. That, and I like to be home more than 2 days and see my kids, so.
Yeah.
We'll just get the momentum going this weekend. Hopefully go play well, you know, and roll it into Central Washington next weekend for our home opener.
I remember one coach, you know, I talked to a coach years ago, and I always liked his philosophy, and I don't know that I really believed it, but he said, you know, I don't really go into a game hoping for wins or hoping for wins even. He says, I just always want to play well. And he says, and kind of let the chips fall where they may. It seems like this team has the talent right now. In past years, even if you'd have played well, maybe you'd have come out a little on the short end of the stick. It does appear that this team has the talent this year that if you play well, you got a real good shot at putting a W.
Oh, definitely. I mean, every game going into, we feel that we can win, and that's what you need. Just that confidence that when we put the lineup up, this is a lineup we know we're going to go out and win this game. And the guys believe that also. So, you know, that's huge. And of course, you want to go out there and just say, yeah, let's just go play well and see what happens. But ultimately, you want to win. So, and that's what we're trying to do right now.
All right, good enough. Luke Wheeler, thank you so much for joining us today with Chris not available. Best of luck to you against Northwest Nazarene, and looking very forward to watching you play the 26th and 27th here at home.
All right, thank you very much.
It's Luke Wheeler. This has been Canada Blue. Thank you, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.